Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. You?
I'm glad the heat wave is over.
That was hot. Yeah. Well, you spent a bit of time in BC.
I went to British Columbia, and so here's a learning outcome. I got two learning outcomes this week. Learning outcome number one, make sure the place that you rent when you're on vacation has air conditioning. So if you don't, my sweat was sweating. That's how hot it was.
Well, you came back a lot thinner, so
that was good. Yeah, nothing like staying 1 week in a sauna. And I have to also say I was wrong. You were right. Mr. Popwich has said many months ago that by July 1st, here in Alberta, we will be fully open. I didn't believe him. I didn't have any faith in that the government could actually execute that. We are fully open to the best as we can be as of July 1st. So I owe you a steak dinner.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I'm any of you steak restaurant owners out there that want to sponsor this event, I could use the help because this guy can eat a lot and he'll eat expensive meat. So
I'm going to have a little leftover to take home too. I just got to tell you.
I'm sure you will.
I'm planning it out.
Well, you were right on that one. I'm wrong, so I want to publicly tell people that because it's not too often that you're right. So fair enough. We've got a good show today.
We do. We're going to talk a little bit about Calgary. You know, we've gone through a long stretch in Calgary where there's been problems and job losses and everything else. But you know what? There was an international study done that ranks Calgary as the 13th best work-life balance city in the world.
You know, when you're living in the city, you have no idea where you are comparisons to everywhere else outside of your city.
Yeah.
So you get a report like this. We got to highlight our city. But we also have to highlight what some of the people are thinking when they retire about this. You're going from work-life balance to just life because work is gone.
That's right.
And we actually have a pretty good city regardless of which side you look at, while you're working or while you're retired.
That's exactly right. We're going to go all the way to Berlin to talk to one of the authors of the study to get why. Why? How did we make it, right? So stick around for that. And, you know, we often talk about lifestyle. We talk a lot about experience now, right? And I have to tell you, as I think about aging and I watch our clients go through this and we think about the experiences they want to have, fundamentally, health becomes an important aspect. You've got to have good physical and mental health to do it.
Yeah, you know, we create this list of things we want to do in our retirement. Some of it is short-lived, meaning in the first couple of years, you kind of want to clear your to-do list that you have in your jar. But you also want to do things or have experiences for longer periods of time. And the one thing that gets in the way is health.
Yeah, and it can. And we can be preventative.
Correct.
Right? And one of the questions that we've done lots of these shows, and we talk a little bit about what can you do to be preventative, and you know, you get workout and good nutrition. But we're going to get down to some of the specifics, and specifically, I want to know if supplements can actually help.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we'll get a definitive answer on that today. I want to talk in terms of markets, what the bond market's telling us. And I know that's a really, as soon as I say that, everybody goes, oh, sleepy.
Bond market.
Going to be boring. Right. I get it. I do get it. But it's very interesting to me that watching bond yields, particularly in the U.S., the 10-year Treasury yield, slowly drifting back. We're now back to probably a yield that we haven't seen since February, right? What is that telling us?
Yeah, that's interesting when you position it that way, because what the bond market does is gives us somewhat of a heads up of what's coming out down the road. And if inflation was a big issue,
right,
you'd see interest rates go up really, really quickly. And it did for a short period of time.
Spiked. Yep.
And then it tapers back down to where we were back in February before the noise started.
Yeah.
And so that's a very interesting piece. Now, part of it could be the lever of the central bankers trying to calm this thing down.
Sure.
And part of it is the open market that says, hang on, maybe this inflation number that we're expecting to have is not as permanent as we think it could be.
Or as bad as it could be. Or it could be also indicating something for you growth guys, right? That maybe the acceleration in the growth is slowing down.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a whole bunch of really interesting things that, you know, everybody thinks we're the sleepy guys and the bond market guys and we're scared of everything. And you love to pick on me for that. But it is often, it is, you know, the bond market, I love to say, is a market that can take countries down.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The stock market can take companies down.
Yeah.
So it can be very insightful as to what it's telling us and what the big money is doing and where's the money flow going and who's protecting. And it is telling us something different than what the headlines that we often see in the paper and the news are.
It's very interesting. Before we came into the studio to do this, I was putting our letter together that we send out to our clients every month about what's happening in the portfolio and some of the commentary. And some of the commentary that I've been reading and seeing relates to the bond market. The bond market hasn't shown big signs of inflation.
Right.
It also signals to me that this whole value buy right. is not as strong as people position it to be, because there's a whole bunch of assumptions that need to happen in order for all these value-based companies to take off. Part of it is you need to see more government stimulus right away. Part of it is you need to see a continuation of benefits that people are having when they're not employed.
Right.
That's going to stop at some point,
right.
or reduce or have some sort of change. The next part of that the bond market is also signaling is telling me that in order for these value-based companies to continue to grow, there has to be artificial expansion of the economy.
Right.
And what I mean by artificial is something, some entity right. is influencing it. It's not on its own, which then says to me, hang on, should I be buying value-based companies in the growth bucket? Or should I be looking more back to growth companies because they can do it over any economic cycle?
And you're starting to see that rotation go back now.
It's very interesting yeah. how short-lived this big value buy was. And the differential between value and growth was large this year so far, but not large over the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So when you start to get back to what was called reversion of the mean, yeah. you're starting to see, well, maybe this is not all value or all growth. It's best to have a bit of each or start to pick quality over a style of investing.
Yeah, because part of what we talk about also, Faisal, is a junk rally. So, you know, you get companies that get caught up in this tide lifts all ships sort of mentality, right? And sometimes unfairly traded valuations they shouldn't be at. We've
Crazy.
Got other influences in the market that may be impacting companies like that. So that could influence indexes and so on and so forth. But ultimately, quality becomes important, right? So when you're doing your analysis, I think it's important, regardless of the economic conditions, to have a balance or a mix of those things. But ultimately, they have to be fundamentally strong companies.
Here's something that our work has been going on. When you look at quality,
yep.
the bond market can tell you what type of company has good quality based on the credit rating of the company.
You bet.
When you have lower credit rating companies, they're known as junk bonds, high yield bonds,
yep.
you can see, and the lower the rating, those companies' stock have taken off in the last 12 months. They are poor quality. They have not been given an upgrade in their credit rating.
Correct.
So think about this. Think about you lending to your family member some money, and you know they're never going to pay you back, or they have a high... hard chance of paying you back.
Right.
It's more like a gift.
Right.
It's a gift.
Right.
Right. But you're still going to give it to them, call it a loan. All of a sudden, the value of their life, their net worth takes off. You're going to go, how the heck does this individual, my nephew, who can't even put two nickels together, I wouldn't lend it to him. Only reason why I am because he's related to me and his net worth has taken off. You kind of wonder, how long can that last?
Right. And you don't see the bond market doing the same thing as the stock market. You don't see bond investors going in to bid up this in a frenzy, to bid
not
up the value of
yeah.
their debt.
It's bid up because they're looking for alternatives for yield,
right.
but it's not a bid up. Now, by the way, my nephew is not a deadbeat guy, just for the record. I love you. Don't worry about it. I'm just using that as an example before I get a phone call or something like that.
I would say it, boy, you're on a limb.
Right. So, if you use that as an analogy and you look at that and you say, okay, how does this happen? The bond market really tells me a lot as a stock guy. Mm-hmm. The bond market tells us a lot about an economy, about a currency, about a credit rating, about where things are headed. And like many, many money managers around the world, they do look at that information. What I find very interesting is how many money managers don't look at that stuff.
Right.
Right? So this is the kind of stuff that we're looking at and why we make adjustments in the portfolio. We're going to be discussing this more about how our overall five-pillar investment strategy can actually give you growth, protect you on the downside, and in essence, bulletproof your retirement. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, July 13th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
It brings a tear to my eye anytime my stock friend over here can talk about the bond markets with the passion that he has. So that was fantastic. Stick around after the break because we're going to talk about how Calgary's ranked very well internationally from a city perspective on work-life balance and what we can do better given we have an election coming up. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.